I am Scarlet Wings Kylie, and I am the creator of Half Soul, and you're listening to the True North Country Comics podcast.
Welcome to the True North Country Comics Podcast, dedicated to promote Canadian comic book and graphic novel creators and supporters. I'm John Swinimer. On this episode, I chat with Scarlet Wings Kylie about Half Soul and more in advance of the Toronto Comic Arts Festival 2024. This podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, YouTube Podcasts, and YouTube Video. Please like and subscribe to that video channel. The Toronto Comic Arts Festival, or TCAF, exists to promote the breadth and diversity of comics and what is considered comics as a legitimate medium of literary and artistic worth. TCAF seeks to promote the creators of these works and their broad and diverse voices for the betterment of the medium of comics and to reach as broad an audience as possible for them. TCAF is held from May 11th to 12th at the Toronto Reference Library. Since graduating from Emily Carr University of Art and Design in 2018, Vancouver-based comic artist and illustrator Scarlet Wings Kylie, or SWK Art, has been working on a fantasy graphic novel series, Half Soul, that talks about various mental illness and recovery issues. She's dedicated to advocating for mental health wellness and reduced stigma and plans to have more work in the future about this topic. She's been very busy working on various other projects such as addiction resources, music videos, and contributing to many comic anthologies. Half Soul is an ongoing graphic novel series that explores mental illness and recovery within a fantasy setting. The story goes like this. For those willing and desperate enough, a trade for power can be made with half of your soul. Following the journey of four individuals hired by HSEA, dedicated to hunt and exterminate those who trade their souls, becomes a struggle of mixed feelings and personal demons. So, without further ado, here's my chat with Scarlet Wings Kylie about Half Soul and more in advance of the Toronto Comic Arts Festival 2024.
So, Scarlet Wings Kylie, thank you very much for taking time to chat with me.
Yeah, it's great to meet you.
Yeah, we did talk, I was looking at my notes a few years back, and it was for a virtual, I think, presentation that you did at TCAF. But we're talking because you're actually going to be there this time. That's something, eh?
Yeah, for sure.
That's exciting.
Yeah, 2020 was a bit of a ride.
Yeah, that's in the past, though. It's all in the past, and we're moving on now. But before I get to all the questions, I would like to know, what are you reading today? What's on your bedside reading table?
I'm reading one that's called Discovery, and that is a comic anthology done by Cauldron Press. And I believe that's their first anthology and stuff, and it's jam-packed with a lot of great stories.
Neat. That's good. Yeah, anthologies have a little bit of something for everybody. That's something that you always get out of those sort of books, because you don't have to read for a long length of time, but there might be something you might like, and then there's another one down the road. So. Always good. Always good.
Yeah. And like, there's not that, like, I got to read a bunch of books in a row kind of commitment. It's like, I'm tired, just going to read one story and we're good to go.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the best thing about it for sure. So we're talking today because you're going to be tabling at the Toronto Comic Arts Festival and actually tabling as opposed to doing something virtual. So I would like to know, what is it you like most about going to conventions?
I mean, I like talking to people and like getting to know like readers, and you know, instead of like being isolated at home and just working on art in the void, it's nice to be able to come out of that and like interact with like readers, and like, I don't know, it's just like such a wholesome feeling when like someone comes up to you and be like, oh, I read your book and like it helped me a lot, or like I really think this is a great idea. And like, I don't know, it's just, I find like conventions are really wholesome and stuff, and also helps that you get to see all your friends. It's almost like a mini reunion.
Exactly. Yeah. And I was just looking at the list of people who will be at this show, and you're absolutely right. It's going to be like old home week where it's like, hey, I know you. How have you been? You know, that's always the best part. I enjoy that for sure. How about past conventions or festivals? Any moments that stand out to you? Was there someone that you met you were dying to meet or something like that?
Some of the most meaningful and memorable conversations I've had was when other people also open up about like stuff that they've gone through as well, because since my comic series has a lot to do with like mental illness and also disability and stuff, it's great like when you have those conversations. I remember one time at VanCap, this was back when I still had my elbow crutch because I had a lot of balance issues and stuff. And someone came up to me and she's like, oh, I'm so glad to see someone with like an elbow crutch being able to like do conventions and stuff. And even though I was in a lot of pain, I was like, I just like, it just felt like so important to me that I was like there and like having a presence and like, I don't know, just doing it, I guess.
Yeah, no, that's a great sort of opportunity to share ideas. I think that's what's great about TCAF is that there's so many different types of points of view, certainly types of experiences, and the comic book medium or graphic novel medium is a great way to share that with others. So absolutely, for sure, for sure. And speaking of TCAF, I would like to know, what will you be showcasing at your table when attendees come by and meet with you?
So, of course, I'm going to have my main books, Half Soul 1 and Half Soul 2 as well. I am running a Kickstarter for Half Soul 3. In addition to that, I'll have a bunch of small stories and stuff. And I'm also going to have new book. And I took a story from an old anthology that I can now republish. And I added some bonus content to it that I think is quite hilarious. So yeah, so for that specific comic, the original story was about finding hope in post-apocalyptic worlds and stuff. The extra bonus stuff is that I created some creatures that learned to adapt to the smog world that I had in this comic, and like how like nature like will always find a way, and like people are like more resilient than we think, kind of thing. So. Yeah.
You mentioned you put humor in a dystopian type of world, apocalyptic. That's kind of tough to do in such a heavy sort of story. How did you make that happen?
I think for me personally, I think there's sometimes a way to find joy even when things are really bleak. Like there's been experiences when I was like really, really depressed as a kid, and quite frankly, I was suicidal back then, but I was still able to look at things and be like, that tree is really beautiful and stuff. So I think humor is like a really important coping mechanism. And that is something I enjoy putting into not just my work, but also in my life, especially since I have like a lot of my work is kind of more on the depressing end and more of the heavy stuff. But I try to balance it off with occasionally making like some things that are a little goofy or like making stickers that make people laugh and stuff. Right. So I don't know. I think it's like learning to like balance things and just, I don't know, just trying to do your best to find something to find joy in.
Well, that's good. That's a good outlook to have on life. That's for sure. Because what do they say? If life gives you lemons, make lemonade, I guess, right?
The funny thing is I actually made a sticker called If Life Gives You Lemon, You Have Lemons.
Okay. That's true. You didn't have lemons before. Yeah, that's right.
And I made it glow in the dark. So it essentially looks like nuclear lemons.
Oh my, that's a good one. That's a good one for sure. So you'll have lots of stuff at your table when people come by to see you at TCAF, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Good, good, good. Now you've been at this for a while. As I mentioned before, we were talking back in 2020 and this is many years later. I wanted to ask you, at TCAF, you're going to get a lot of people that come up to your table, and I'm sure some of them will be want to make their own book, their first book. What advice, what one piece of advice would you give to these people who are very keen on making their first book? What would you say to them?
I mean, I think this is probably one of the most common advice, which is you just got to do it. But I think I'm going to go a little deeper because sometimes it's way easier said than done. Like some of the things that I do to like help keep me consistently working on things is that sometimes like deadlines help. So like if I have a goal, it's like, oh, I want to finish this by this time, this date, then sometimes that helps. Also, if like you're doing like super long graphic novel that's like 202 pages and the end is not in sight, sometimes it helps to be like, okay, I'm just going to work like 2 hours on this today. And if I do those 2 hours, I'm good. This is progress. Of course, there's always that like dopamine hit when you finally got your books in your hands and you're like, this is my baby. I guess you just have to learn how to be persistent and like how to adapt your work schedule to be the most efficient way for you. Like, especially after I started getting a chronic illness, I had to completely readapt how I approach my attitude to work and like my attitude towards like how much I was achieving and my expectations. So yeah, like sometimes like life sucks and you can only do the best that you can do and just don't give up and keep at it is the gist of it.
That's good advice for sure. Absolutely. You know, I forgot to ask you, with all the creativity that you have on the go, I wanted to ask you what tools you use to create your art.
So I actually use a vast variety of tools. I can do traditional and digital, but while I do love traditional comics and stuff, I do tend to do digital for client work because it appears that clients love changes and sometimes they love changes at the last minute. So that is why I usually just do digital for client work, but then the rest of the time it's whatever I think fits the medium the best or whatever I feel like doing.
Do you find that the traditional is a little bit more satisfying, you know, when doing your own personal projects rather than using digital?
Well, I mean, both have their pros and cons. Personally, I love traditional inking. Like, oh, when like the lines appear in the page from your own hand, it's like so satisfying. But I frankly hate coloring traditionally. So that's when I usually jump to digital. Because like it's so convenient to have like 59 layers or something like that.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Well, it's easy to manipulate, as you say. It saves time, I think digital does. But sometimes doing it the old-fashioned way sometimes works best. But again, yeah, as you say, it depends on what you're trying to do, what the ultimate goal is, and what the art demands, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, digital only layers are great until you forget to name them and you have like 99 layers and you're just clicking through them each one at a time. And then you regret your life's choices.
Oh, no. That could be a problem.
Yeah.
For sure. For sure. Well, with everything that you've got that you're going to be doing at TCAF, I'm wondering, do you have any other projects on the go that you can talk about?
Yeah. So I recently did a project about neurodivergent children in hospital settings. This one was something that I really related to because last year I was finally diagnosed with ASD and then suddenly my life made sense. But at the same time, because I've had fairly bad hospital experiences, I knew that there was like a really significant problem with the way that neurodivergent people are treated in hospital systems. And yeah, I really wanted to do this comic because this is like something personal and important and like this issue needs to be kind of addressed. So this was a project that was with UBC and the Children's Hospital, I believe. And essentially I was given an interview from a mother who had a nonverbal autistic kid and I made a comic out of that.
Pardon my ignorance, and I must admit that. What is neurodivergent? What is that essentially?
So neurodivergency is essentially your brain is kind of made a different way. So like this can include things like ASD or like ADHD or fetal alcohol syndrome and like so many more. So it is a brain difference. And usually because of these brain differences, people who are neurodivergent often struggle in society. Like, for example, I had a hard time learning how to talk because I just couldn't recall sound. So I had to go through like intensive speech therapy, and I was mocked and assaulted because of my speech impediment as well in the past. So that's just like one example of like what neurodivergent children sometimes have to go through, and is unfortunately quite common, these experiences. So yeah.
Your book draws attention to this, right? Your story draws attention to this, so people are more educated and understanding, I guess. That's the outcome?
Well, so this specific story is about like how the hospital system fails neurodivergent children and what needs to be changed as well. So it's kind of like bringing a spotlight to like, oh, like these are actual real problems. And like, even though like I've talked a lot about the negatives as well, I also want to point out there is a lot of positive things about neurodivergent. Like, because your brain sees the world in a different way, like you have like, you can have some really unique strengths as well. And it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just a difference that unfortunately isn't really accommodated in society.
Right. I applaud you for drawing attention to this, and maybe it'll wake some people up. You never know. Never know. So with everything that you've got on the go, both today and tomorrow, I'm wondering where you recommend people go online to find out about your current and your future projects.
I mainly use Instagram. To be honest, I'm not a very social media person, but if I do post something, it is probably going to be on Instagram. I also have a webcomic on Tapas called Hapsoul, and I also occasionally stream on Twitch.
Thanks to Scarlet Wings Kylie for the chat. You can discover more about Scarlet Wings Kylie on Instagram at instagram.com/scarlet_wings_KAILI. And thanks to you for listening to the True North Country Comics podcast. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe to and like this podcast on Apple Podcasts. And please check out the TrueNorthCountryComics.com website. True North Country Comics is now on YouTube. Please like and subscribe to that video channel and hit the notification button. You can follow along at True North Country Comics on most social media sites. Remember to send any and all feedback to John at TrueNorthCountryComics.com. Thanks for listening, and come back soon for another episode. Bye for now. True North Country Comics Podcast is copyright True North Country Comics, copyright 2024.